The historic Colón Theater in Buenos Aires announces the presentation of Benjamin Britten's War Requiem for this season. As an irony, hundreds come marching down the streets of the Argentine capital city, protesting exactly what the term war means these days in the Southern Cone. Western powers, imperialism. But before Britten's work comes to scene this September, the Colón Theater hosted the inaugurating 125th General Assembly of the International Olympic Committee in charge of announcing the 2020 Summer Games city. Candidates are Madrid, Istanbul and Tokyo, as well as the election of the IOC chief for the next 12 years. Among other representatives of the European royalty, the ceremony brought into the scene British member of the IOC, Princess Anne, angering anti-UK Argentinians, who are still waiting for London to abide by the more than 40 resolutions of the United Nations and hold talks with Argentina over the sovereignty of the Malvinas Islands.
Princess Anne represents a royal house that is responsible for many murders around the world and especially in Argentina. During the 70s, Britain provided fuel to cruisers that threatened to bomb our cities and containers full of ammunition to right-wing sectors that killed our friends. Then there was the Malvinas War and the looting of our natural resources.
A pig covered with UK's national flag, reading the name of ex-Prime Minister Winston Churchill, ran about the main entrance of one of the most important coliseums in the world, tightly guarded by more than 2,000 officers, as an effigy of British Queen Elizabeth II, mother of Princess Anne, went up in flames.
Probably the mayor of Buenos Aires thinks these kind of figures are true international leaders, but the people of Argentina and people around the world know they are sinister. Any of our presidents can walk around with minimum guard. Today we have more than 2,000 police officers because they know people condemn their presence.
Protesters took the opportunity to accuse Recep Tayyip Erdogan of fueling Washington's war threats against Syria and the Spanish crown and government of carrying out draconian economic policies, persecuting Basques fighting for independence and forcing young Spaniards to leave their country due to an ongoing crisis. Attended also by officials and leaders from Japan, Australia, Jordan and Qatar, among others, the IOC meeting takes place till September 10th.
Same groups that rallied against the presence of British Princess Anne this week also staged several protests last year outside the UK embassy in Buenos Aires, commemorating the 30th anniversary of the 1982 South Atlantic War and renewing a constant pledge of many Argentinians here. British out of Malvinas. Constanza Heller, Press TV, Buenos Aires.